Duncan McKenzie McCarg is probably just keeping an eye on that because he's a sporting freak, is what he is. He's our Euros correspondent. He's on the line. Good morning, Dunk.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you on. My understanding is, my little news people out there have told me that you had a brush with fame this morning.
I did. I'm currently in New York, and this morning I went out to get my morning coffee in Greenwich Village, and I couldn't help but notice a fairly tall, distinguished-looking bloke at the counter just throwing back shots of coffee, not sipping. It almost looked like he was at a city bar knocking back shots of vodka. One, bam, ha, 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 ha. Another one, bam, ha, ha. Laughing, joking, whatever. He turned his back from me and then finally turns around. And looking me dead in the eye is Alec Baldwin. Having a whale of a time on a Thursday morning here in the city, only in New York. He's with his wife and kids, guys, so I didn't really want to bother him and ask him for a selfie or anything like that. But I wanted to ask him when he might be coming out to Australia. And he said, not for a while, because he now has four kids. But when he does, he'll do Japan as well. So there you go. Perez Hilton, Mackenzie McCarg.
That's a Richard Reid type activity from this morning, Duncan.
You'll be in the jungle soon, the way you're going. Now, you're on the way to Philly, my understanding is, for a big night in the NBA.
Yeah, all thanks to our friends at the Australian Consulate here. I'm actually on a bus. It's Australian Heritage Night in Philly, as Ben Simmons, Jonah Bolden, and the Philadelphia 76ers host the Miami Heat. Tonight is sponsored by 4&20, who last year became the Sixers' first international corporate partner in franchise history. So there's going to be a pie-eating competition at halftime among the Philadelphia Hawks players. That's the local Aussie rules football team here. Aussie NFL player Jordan Mailata will ring the Liberty Bell to start the game. There'll be a station to pick up an Aussie flag. Also, the first 5,000 people will get an Aussie T-shirt with a boxing kangaroo on it. And listen to this, guys. To show off our dangerous wildlife inside the arena, the Philadelphia Insectarium has installed a spider exhibit. So let's hope for the fans' sake that they're not let loose among the crowd at Wells Fargo. Perhaps you get a bit jumpy at the sight of our most deadly animals.
If you see the movie Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell, when the bear gets out, I hope it's not, like that with the spiders, Dunk. But last night, the college game, UNC and Duke, there was a really, really unbelievable moment at the start of the game, but also a scary moment for potentially the number one draft pick.
He says to say this spot on.
I think I'm spot on.
Oh, there's been a setback. There's been some sort of dropout situation on a bus. He's having shots of coffee with Alec Baldwin. He's asking when to come to Australia.
He's
I'm not
potentially
sure.
He's in the subway on the way to Philly.
He's on those ads, Alec Baldwin, you know, when he's criticising the chicken parmigiana.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to really like Alec Baldwin until he started criticising the Palmer. But all of a sudden, jeez.
We'll get him back up and see what's happening on the bus, because that story was a big story yesterday.
A huge story, particularly, say, North Carolina versus Duke, which is a massive rivalry in college basketball. And the Duke player in Zion Williamson, who is the number one draft pick, not projected. I think Dunk's back. You there, Dunk?
Yeah, I'm there, guys. Sorry, I'm just going to get out of this tunnel here. I'm on the bus, literally, on the way to Philly.
No worries. And I was just talking about Zion Williamson and the situation last night with the Duke-UNC game.
Yeah, scary moment, wasn't it? I mean, the man we all expect to go number one in the NBA draft, just forward, Zion Williamson, absolutely in agony on the court with a knee injury, just 36 seconds into that game, runner. I mean, he limped off, not to return again, and really hurt Duke because the number one seed blocked that game and... Mm. Yeah, it's been diagnosed as a mild knee sprain. We're going to get some further details on that today. But I tell you what, it's a total PR disaster for Nike because Zion's shoe tore from the heel all the way to the toe with his foot coming out all the way through the large gap. So it's a terrible, terrible situation for everyone involved.
And the world of social media went unbelievably hard at Nike also, didn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a shoe that was modeled from Paul George, so... I mean, we've got the best guys in the league wearing his shoes, and it just was literally torn to shreds. And yeah, make no mistake, guys. I mean, this is an 18-year-old who is the most exciting draft prospect in years. He's a human highlight reel, strong, smart, an incredible in-game dunker. Let's hope for everyone's sake that he can get back out there really quickly. Even former President Barack Obama was sitting courtside and even tweeted after the game, Zion Williamson seems like an outstanding young man, as well as an outstanding basketball player, wishing him a speedy recovery. So... I could keep tabs on his progress.
there's been the conversation since then from a lot of the NBA players and pro sports people has been that there's got to be a change to the college system, Dunk, and they need to be able to get some endorsements or some payment because they're putting their careers on the line through the college years. And this sort of situation hopefully isn't a bad result for Zion, but it does highlight the danger that some of these players are putting themselves into getting ready for the pros where nothing really financially comes their way.
Yeah, 100%. That's 100% right. I mean, we had Donovan Mitchell who tweeted out very soon after the injury, basically emphasising that point. And I know that Williamson has got a huge insurance claim on him at the moment, just in case he does get injured and he does slip out of the top 16 or does slip out of the first round in the NBA draft because he gets injured. Yeah, but yeah, this is an 18-year-old who has his future on the line every single time he heads out into the court. So let's hope for his sake that he can get fit and healthy.
We've got $2,500 a ticket for that that contest.
Ridiculous. And that insurance policy was for $16 million if he slips past 16 with an injury.
Is that right? Wow. Interesting. Very interesting.
But if he signs straight out of high school, he gets a $100 million Nike deal straight up.
That's good money. Now, we talk about some NFL news because there's been a controversy surrounding one particular player that's lasted pretty much 12 months, but it looks like we might be getting to some sort of resolution, Dunk.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And we spoke about this all last year on this show, and it's finally come to a head. Running back Le'Veon Bell will finally leave the Pittsburgh Steelers after GM Kevin Pollard basically declared the team won't be signing him as a franchise player next season. Bell, of course, sat himself out for all of last season because of the contract dispute with the team. I remember, Rana, you and I were speaking about this, I think, as early as May last year.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was all surrounding the franchise tag. Pittsburgh basically offered him a $14.5 million a season contract, but apparently that wasn't enough for Le'Veon because only $10 million of that was guaranteed. He wanted more. He didn't sign the contract in July, didn't report to preseason training, and never played a game in 2018. So, yeah, the Steelers missed the playoffs. They had a horror run. Obviously, we know what the complications now with Antonio Brown. But to say Bell is relieved, guys, massive understatement because he tweeted out last night, Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I am free at last. So almost Martin Luther King style. So we've got general managers from all across the league will now start making a play for Bell when he becomes an unrestricted free agent on March the 13th. And there's some reports that when Bell set out this season, I mean, he blew out to as much as 260 pounds or 118 kilos when he wasn't training, which is huge for a running back considering he's playing weight generally 225. So that's another consideration for these teams when they try and sign this guy.
So Doug, where will he go? Who are the teams that he's most likely to be considered for?
Well, Rammer, the New York Jets are definitely the front runner, so they've already expressed interest in him. Bell's basically reportedly asking for $16 million a season over 3 years, and I'm guessing 90% of that will want guaranteed. So time will tell whether he gets what he thinks he's worth and whether he has whether he'll get that fun. I mean, it's just like it's a crazy situation considering that he's foregone over $20 million Australian last season in this obstinate play of getting what he wants. So, I mean, basically, you're not only signing a running back, you're also signing a guy with a massive ego. So that's another consideration that these teams have to take into consideration.
Well, it's a busy period in the US, as always. Good luck in Philly for a big night there, yeah, watching Ben awesome. Simmons and the Sixers. That'd be great. We'd love to be there with you, but we'll chat to you next week, Dunk.
Thanks, guys.
All the best, Duncan McKendry McCarg on the bus.
It's,
choosing the bus option rather than a plane.
Well, it sounds like there might have been a train. Sounds
yeah.
like there might have been a like a bus sort of situation. Come here, we'll bus you to this venue, for the Australian consulate sort of event.
Yes.
We'll pick you up by bus or come here, we'll all go together by bus.
Sort of the party bus.
Yeah, I think
isn't
it's
it about
bus.
8 hours by bus?
No.
New York to Pennsylvania?
No.
You sure?
Google it.
Yeah, I will.
Really interesting situation with Pittsburgh Steelers. Not only Le'Veon Bell, but also Antonio Brown, their gun wide receiver.
Yeah.
So you lose your running back and you lose your wide receiver, it becomes very, very difficult to win a lot of games.
Big Ben won't be happy with that. No.